Looking for inspirational ideas on how to spend your next big birthday? Theater producer and Yakusuke Dakihide principal Kristen Gouraud has an idea.
So what we're looking at tonight is a collection of about 40 plus Juno artists' work. It's my 40th birthday, so I decided I wanted to collect 40 things or have 40 folks contribute. And so the silent auction will go until about 8, and Susu and the Prophets, Shona's band, will start playing around 7, and we'll have a fun dance party.
The artwork is displayed in the Jack's main hall. People walk from piece to piece, admiring the work and bidding.
There's a great collection of masks from Heather Ridgway's art students. I wanted to get some current students involved, as well as alumni, as well as professional artists who've been practicing for a long time. So there's JDHS grad Brittany Cutterbach, Thunder Mountain graduates Lindsay Smithberg and Paris Donahoe, and there are established artists like Rob Royce and M.K. McNaughton.
Bethany Behrman taught drama at Juno Douglas High School for 8 years. Gouraud says Behrman inspired her to become a theater teacher and producer.
I think the thing that really struck me was Bethany's dedication to helping kids, not just kids who are interested in theater, but any kid who she could make a connection with, she would. And she would make connections with kids who struggled with making connections with adults. And that was a really great role model for me to see in the school.
Among the artists featured in the show is Thunder Mountain High School art teacher Heather Ridgway. She recalls seeing Behrman's ability to make connections in action when she walked in on one of her classes one day.
She had probably 40 kids in the dance room at JDHS, and they were all sitting on the floor. It was a very relaxed, sort of casual environment, and yet they were dead quiet, 100% focused on her. She stood in the middle of the room. She was telling a story about how important it was to use dramatic, emotional hooks when you are presenting to people in any situation. And she was making a connection between her guiding, her outdoor guiding, and theater. And the kids were really listening.
Ridgway says Behrman's teaching extended beyond the classroom.
One of the first things she wanted to teach them was to have self-respect and self-discipline, not just in theater, but in all parts of their life, especially in relationships. And I think drama really helped drive that home for a lot of her students. She brought a lot of kids to a potential they might not have met on their own.
While the Jack will be in charge of selecting and distributing the funds, Ridgway has a few ideas on the kind of person Behrman might have selected.
Someone that has had to blossom and find themselves and learn the worth of self-discipline and self-confidence in the act of working in theater and drama.
Gouraud's first fundraiser for the Bethany Behrman Memorial Scholarship for Theater Arts students brought in $5,000, half of the $10,000 goal. For K2, I'm Scott Burton.